At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tommy, Ocean Chinook or Puget Sound Coho, what is your palate favorite?
And you drop that kokanee on top of that barn door halibut's head, 67 feet of water, and he was not happy about that.
Well, I don't know. What do you think? Boxers or briefs?
Ooh, I'm going to have to go with a European cut Speedo.
Fantastic. Excellent choice.
I love tuna. I do love tuna.
Heck yeah! Hey, you know, I have a buddy who refers to Canadian geese as flying carp. Obviously, he's not cooking them.
Right? He clearly.
Right? Oh, ocean chinook.
Seriously?
Hands down.
Really?
Hands down. I don't fish for coho.
Ah, good point. Hey, speaking of grind, can you tell the difference between ground deer and ground elk? Honestly, taste the difference.
You know, Dwayne, we only get one chance to live this life. Mm-hmm. And you will always regret the things that you don't do. So you know what I tell people? Buy the damn boat.
Hey, you know, the facts are, some days are just a grind. Welcome to Fish Hunt Northwest, the number one fishing and hunting talk show throughout the Pacific Northwest and beyond. Now here's your host, Dwayne England, and of course, the infamous Tommy Donlan. Hello and welcome to Fish Hunt Northwest, Dwayne England. And yes, Tommy Donlan is absent. And yes, as it would typically take two human beings to replace the one, Mr. Tommy Dolan. So, in studio,
Tommy.
Yes, in studio guest tonight, first time here and grateful that they could make it. Marlon Lefevre and Jordan Kanigi, both from Addicted, obviously. If you are living under a rock, you don't know who these guys are, but if that's the case, no big deal. We're going to introduce you to these guys tonight, and thanks for making the drive and jumping in studio, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for the wonderful dinner and the perfect bread.
The bread was spectacular.
Stupendous.
Shing absolutely nailed it. So we got that going for us. Hey, before we get too far along, I want to remind everybody, if you're just joining us here for the first time, especially on Root Sports, take some time, jump on over to our webpage, www.fishhuntnw.com. There you're going to find some insightful bits of information that you can utilize. Of course, along with the blogs and the videos and a lot of the how-tos, check out the useful coupon codes, FHN20, for reduced pricing on all your Edge rods. Edge rods, 20% off all the time through Fish Hunt Northwest. Simply apply FHN20 at checkout. You're going to save 20%. Then, of course, Phelps Game Calls. Phelps is on board with us for 2024. All Phelps Game Calls, 10% off. Fish Hunt NW10 at checkout. You're going to save some money in that regard. So, you guys do any blackmouth fishing ever? You ever get up here? Yeah,
we've done one time with Patrick Gaffney.
Oh, yeah.
We had a lot of fun doing that. But we need to get up here more. People are constantly requesting it.
It's a great opportunity. And, gotcha. So, blackmouth opener tomorrow, area 10 and 11. A lot of people are looking forward to that.
A lot of excited people.
But this weather, I'm telling you. And I'll get into it a little later on, but I am boatless in Olympia at this point. So, I am not actually participating in the opener tomorrow. If you are not taking advantage of the blackmouth opener for whatever reason, for me, it's because I don't have a boat any longer, and we'll get into that. But take some time, maybe jump online, pay attention, or show up in person. WDFW boys tomorrow is doing their statewide announcement for your preseason forecasting. And so they'll have the main session going on, which you can stream online if you, you know, want to listen to what's going on, put the phone in the pocket, whatever. Just kind of start wrapping your head around those numbers of fisheries that are coming and how, you know, what we get access to. And then, of course, they'll have their breakout sessions.
It's just all salmon season.
It's just all salmon season. So DFW kicks that off every year. It's the very first big organized meeting for North of Falcon Process, to where they're going to start breaking down the numbers and getting into the fisheries. Grays Harbor Willapa was last night. Numbers look pretty favorable, especially in Coho, but we don't have time for that tonight. Tommy and I will get into a lot of that next week, kind of waiting for the statewide preseason forecast meeting to get through tomorrow, and we'll see what those numbers are. So what are these guys doing here? Well, I'm going to tell you, running down the show. Marlon Lefevre and Jordan Kanigi, as I mentioned, from Addicted are here, and boy, we got a lot to talk about. We're going to get into it. We'll also get into the start of Fishing Addicts and Addicted Fishing, and why, Marlon, you got this whole thing going in the first place. Also, you may not be familiar with all they have going on. That's another reason they're here. Amazing on-the-water content, full-length films, giant bashes with tons of giveaways. We're going to break all that down so you truly understand just how busy these guys are. Now, I call Jordan the salmon nomad for a reason. he is always on the go and chasing fish. And how about Chile? I mean, that's a destination, right? So yeah, we're going to get into that, buddy. We got a lot to talk about in regards to what you got going on in Chile. Chinook salmon fishing down there. Jordan's done it successfully a couple times now. Pioneering a fishery down there and what it exactly takes to be successful. I want to really break that down. And then, of course, if you're in pursuit of a world record Chinook, the potential is there.
Yeah.
Right? The potential is there. And what you've learned so far, how you're finding success, and then really what's next, future plans of what you got going on down there in Chile. So pretty exciting stuff. We got a little, a few video snips to kind of throw in, some pictures to kind of just get you to understand. This isn't your typical Chinook salmon fishing, man.
They're so big down there.
It is unbelievable. It is like, wow, I got to back that up and watch it again.
Yeah.
There's also a little river incident from last year that I want to get into. A little clothing swap happening amongst
exactly.
And, you know,
for, yeah, duty call sometimes, yeah, and he must swim across the river.
It is what it is. I mean, it's like, would you wear another man's clothes to catch a salmon? I mean, we'll
kind of. That's a question any man should have to answer, you know?
We will get into that, definitely. So, okay, don't go anywhere. Tons of info to get into with these guys. I think you're really going to enjoy this. I know I am. Stick around. Jump out for a quick break, and we'll be back right here, Fishing Northwest.
Defiance Marine is the one-stop shop for the Pacific Northwest angler. Defiance Marine guarantees the best price on a new and best service on a repower for your current boat. Defiance Marine is a Honda Premier dealership and one of the largest on the West Coast. Defiance Marine is a boat dealer who proudly sells Defiance, Allied, and Arima boats. All boats are built by West Coast fishermen for West Coast fishermen. Defiance Marine has all your boating needs to help you get out on the water.
If you're looking for the best fishing rods in the world, you really do need to take a look at the Edge rods. I designed and built new machinery, and I think this new machinery has enabled us to build blanks like no other company can build without this equipment. There is no other rods in the world that are as good as these rods. You owe it to yourself to take a good look at them.
Yes, in studio guests, Marlon Lefevre and, of course, Jordan Kanigi from Addicted Fishing, the Addicts, as you're so well known. Marlon, I just want to kind of get right into this thing. So what year did you actually start Addicted Fishing? And back us up. When it first came out, was it Addicts or was it Addicted Fishing? Wasn't there a transition? Or,
yeah, there was. Right? So I first started in 2009, and it was called Fishing Addicts Northwest.
That's what it was. Okay.
So, and I originally came up with the concept, you know, I've told this story a few times. I told it to you, Dwayne, at the sportsman shows. But, you know, I grew up in my whole life spent in foster care.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, my parents, my brother, a lot of my family suffered from addiction. And unfortunately, I lost a lot of them.
Yeah, you
both
did.
Both my parents, my brother,
yep,
all to addiction. And as I kind of got older, it always stuck with me, this, like, passion I had for fishing. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, as I got so, no pun intended, addicted to it,
yeah,
I started thinking to myself out there, like, how many kids are like me that have no clue how to fish?
Right.
They don't have a grandpa. They don't have a dad. They don't have anyone.
Nobody to actually teach them.
Teach them how to fish.
Yeah.
And so that was my original first concept. I was like, you know what? I love fishing so much. I want to be able to pass this on to other people, which is why I named it Addicted.
Yeah.
It was like this healthy passion, this healthy thing,
versus drugs, which is the route my parents took.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So healthy choice to pull people together and, you know, and start kind of building that culture.
Exactly.
Right? And take young, impressionable minds and get them going down the path of doing good things that are healthy choices in life versus what you were subjected to for so many years, right?
Exactly.
So you found kind of your calling. So when you initially started this, where did you want this to go? I mean, what was your, back then, I mean, we're talking, yeah, 2009, that's quite some
2009,
time.
So it's funny. So we came up with the motto, educate, entertain, and inspire. So that was, we have tried to stick to that from day one. You know, we wanted to just basically really educate, entertain, and inspire people. So when it first started, all we had was a blog. We had a fishing blog. Mm. I was writing blog articles. I had a little forum. You know, I didn't really know much about how to like build a brand or even a community. Yeah. So I just started doing the stuff I knew.
Right.
And it's morphed, you know, so much.
Videos of him dragging jigs behind his Toyota to filming movies in Alaska.
Yeah. So this gentleman to your media, right, you guys have been friends a long time.
Yeah, how long now? 6 years, 7 years?
6 years, yeah. 7 years. Yeah, the time's flown.
How did Jordan get pulled in? I mean, you got a pretty, and hopefully we got time to kind of get into a little more. You got a pretty, pretty good-sized crew now. You got a lot of well-known faces out there on the water. A lot of them are professional guides. They contribute a lot to your brand. They contribute a lot to the educational component, right?
So I really want to try to dive into this story, and I'll try to make it
with
quick
Jordan?
Because I know. Yeah. So with the Addicted brand, as I started, you know, growing it, I think we were pretty well, you know, we were getting a pretty good following, but a lot of people, especially the industry, the fishing industry, they kind of looked at us like, you know, yeah, those kids are making cool videos, but they're just like little punk kids.
Yeah.
Like we were just looked at as like little, you know, not very well respected.
Sure. Yeah.
And so I started thinking in my head, well, how can we start getting respect of the industry? And I thought, you know what, even though I know how to fish and I'm pretty good at fishing, let me bring some professionals in. Mm-hmm. That actually fish for a living to like elevate the brand to a next level.
Yeah.
So that's when I met Cameron Black.
Yep.
And once Cameron Black came on board, it really took the brand to a whole nother like step up where people really started to respect what we were doing and pay attention a little bit more, especially the fishing industry. And Jordan, you know, we were cruising pretty good. Addicted was growing. We were setting up, you know, 30-foot booths at the sportsman shows.
Yeah, at least three bays
at the
sportsman show.
And Jordan came up to me at the sportsman show and just said, hey, I've been watching your videos forever. I love what you guys do. I run guided trips on X River. Love to take you guys out sometime if you want to go. And so he handed me his card. And I went to my buddy Rob and I said, man, I've always wanted to fish that river.
Oh.
We should hit Jordan up.
let's take advantage of this guy.
We got rafts too. Let's go check it out.
Yeah. Yep.
So we went fishing with him and it's funny, we're floating down the river, Dwayne, and we were planning this movie.
Yeah.
This movie for Addicted Alaska 1.
Right.
And I'm telling Jordan all about it. Yeah, this is where we're going. And he's like, no way. He's like, I guide there every year.
Right.
I'm already there.
Yeah.
And so then the rest is history.
How about that? You can only get there with a plane, or the ferry doesn't even run there anymore.
Yeah, so. I remember the release of Alaska 1. Sherry and I came to that premiere in Vancouver, right?
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. You guys were getting started. What year was that release?
I can't 17, even remember.
19? I think, 17 sounds about right.
We filmed it in 17. I think it was in like January of 18.
I was still doing radio, and then I left radio to start building this, and I was in between what I was trying to do, and you guys were off and running and kicking out your first film, and I was like, I gotta go see what these guys are doing, and it was great. I mean, the giveaways, the crowd, it was at a movie theater. It really set the tone into the direction things have gone, which is a great segue because different facets of Addicted brand, Marlon. I mean, you got Addicted Life, you got the podcast, you got the full-length features, you got the bash. I mean, what am I missing here?
We try to do it all. I've always been in the mindset of, you know, a motto of mine is content is king. So I try to put out as much content and do as many things to support the community.
Yeah.
You know, we've built this big community of anglers all over the Northwest, and now it's really started to grow even into the Great Lakes and a lot of the regions where you just have a lot of like-minded anglers that are super passionate about salmon and steelhead, just like we are. And they've supported us along the way. And so I like to support and give back. So we throw these huge events. We give out massive giveaways. This year, we bought a 2024 Clackercraft drift boat with our own money.
Yep.
And we're going to give it back to the addicted community just to show these people that support us that we love them and we appreciate them helping us chase our dreams.
Yeah, so that's fantastic. You guys do give a lot. So, all right, we are up against a break. What we're going to do is we're going to jump to a break, Jordan, and we come back from break. We're going to roll that little teaser film of the Addicted of what you guys got going on. Some of these fisheries, you got some Alaska stuff in there, I think, some halibut stuff, some you know, lots yep. of hooping and hollering and high-fiving going yep. on. So we'll do just that. Jump out for a break. We come back. First, you're going to see a real short blip of what these guys are out there and up to if you're not familiar. Stick around for the entire hour. We got a lot of content to get through with Marlon and Jordan. Out for a quick break. We'll be back right here, Fish on Northwest. Allied, the new leader in heavy gauge aluminum boats. Allied boats have standard reverse chine and lifting rakes to help you plane faster and run at lower RPMs. Allied boats have several models to choose from, ranging from a 19-foot Mustang all the way up to a 32-foot Liberator. So regardless of what type of heavy gauge aluminum boats you are looking for, Allied Boats will have it for you. Contact Allied Boats today to learn more about these incredible fishing machines.
Studio, hopefully you enjoyed that. Quick little look at just some of the craziness you guys got going on out there.
You know
there.
What I enjoyed about that video?
Yeah.
Oh, it was sunny in every one of them.
Oh, yeah. Compared to this last week here. Man. I told you I was looking at the rain blowing sideways at 90 miles an hour here outside the window at the lake yesterday. I'm thinking, Jordan's out on the coast right now.
Yeah. Trying to fish.
Fishing steelhead.
Dragging the raft in and out of freaking muddy rivers.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Along with all the other stuff you guys got going on, Marlon, you also have your Wednesday night live feed, your yeah. live stream, right? And I pop that on once in a while as I'm working on stuff just to listen to you guys, you know, actually kind of give each other a bad time. But you do cover a lot of insightful content. You bring guests in from time to time
yeah.
in the industry, right?
Yeah, that's what we really, you know, I started that thing, Dwayne, back in the day. It's funny, I went to Cam and I said, hey, Facebook is doing this like live thing. Feed they're really thing, pushing right? it.
Yeah.
And I've always kind of been the guy. It's like, jump on that stuff right as it right. comes out. And so right. I was like, we got to try it, dude. Let's just try it. So we started in Cameron's garage. And I remember when Facebook first started, they were showing it to like 300,000, 500,000, a million people.
Crazy.
Because they were trying to get people to use the
yes,
live stream feature.
You're right.
And so it really paid off for us. It kind of catapulted us into that little thing. And then we've just been doing it ever since for like 7, 8 years now.
They don't let that many people see it nowadays.
Yeah, no, they don't show it to as many people.
I mean, you can, but you'd pay a couple thousand yeah. bucks, yeah. right?
We usually get about 300 to 600 people yeah, every no, week watching do. It after yep. the fact. And yep. then it's fun. Yeah, we talk over an array of subjects, bring sponsors in, bring guests in.
That's kind of Cameron's, it's almost like his project. He's like the main guy there yeah. trying to keep all the kids in line and
exactly.
herding cats and, you know, you're in and out with giveaways. Jordan pops in, laughs, and then he leaves and, you know, and then you got some of the guys off camera yelling and...
It's very raw and organic. We yeah. like to keep it real. Mm-hmm. We like yeah. to keep it as real as possible. We don't produce it. Sometimes there's a cuss word that drops in every once in a while.
I was going to say, we need a bleep button.
Like, it just is
oh,
what
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is what it is. Talk about the full-length film productions now. Like I mentioned, Sherry and I came to that first one years ago. How many full-length feature films have you guys actually created, and give us some of the regions or locations that you actually went and did those.
So the three biggest ones we did were in Alaska. So we yeah. did Addicted Alaska 1, 2, mm-hmm. and 3, mm-hmm. Steelhead, Coho, and King Salmon.
That's right.
Those are the three big ones that we did that we actually premiered in theaters. And I took inspiration from, I don't know if you remember who the Trout Bum Diaries were. You know who those guys were?
I watched one of their episodes one time.
So the Trout yeah. Bum Diaries is kind of who I grew up watching.
Okay.
You know, they were making like DVDs, and what
yeah,
they were
yeah.
doing is they were traveling to destinations.
Right.
And they were doing film mm-hmm. premieres in local cities. And I thought to myself, man, that's cool, but I don't really like fly fishing. I just wasn't a big fly guy. And I was like,
right.
why is there no one doing this in like spin and bait casting and just, you know, you have so many salmon and steelhead. So that was the inspiration. I was
yeah.
like, you know what? I want to make a movie one day.
There you go.
And so I just went for it.
Yeah, you guys are like the Lauren Miller of fishing is really what it is. Take people on destinations, you know, show them kind of some of the features around the area. And
yeah.
and when it comes to it, at the end of the day, I mean, the premieres you guys just did at the sportsman shows, and you got Central Oregon coming up.
Central Oregon right? on March 9th.
Yep, yeah. yep, for Steelhead Alley. I mean, that's just really, really epic stuff. So how many large-scale bash events are you doing now a year?
We do about 12 a year.
That's crazy.
So 12 a year, and we usually try to partner with local retailers, whether it be Sportco or Sportsman's Warehouse or Bob's Sporting Goods or, you know, some of those. And we throw these big events where it's just seminars, meet and greets. We'd like to give out a lot of really good information. So there usually be subjects about, you know, twitching for coho
yeah.
or steelhead fishing,
mm-hmm.
you know, just sticking to the theme of educate, entertain, and
yeah,
inspire,
for sure.
So.
And
yeah.
I love that we do when we do regional areas like we do when we travel to different spots, we usually try to have a local guide or someone with a voice in the area come and give a part of the seminar. And Kind of keeps it local to the places where we are, where that information is really valid.
Yeah, I mean, tapping into local knowledge in a familiar face within the region, yeah, that makes total sense. So, well, you guys are on the road a lot, kicking all that out and just everything else you got going on. And, of course, time flies here, so jump out for a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We still have way more to get to with these two right here in studio. Back after this break right here, Fish and Northwest.
Support from Northwest Sportsmen make Federal Ammunition the world's leading ammunition manufacturer. Federal uses the industry's finest materials, giving you reliable ammunition that delivers superb accuracy and optimum performance. Northwest hunters rely on Sportco to provide the best selection and prices in the Northwest since 1985. Sportco and Outdoor Emporium in Fife and Seattle. Your journey begins here.
Yep, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Big fish.
Yeah, buddy.
Nice fish.
Oh, beauty.
Gorgeous fish.
Bobby's on the board.
We got a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
oh, geez, come on.
Nice fish. Nice fish.
You haven't been here, but you know it. You've heard the sounds, smelt the air, and you've seen where your heart lands, if not yet. You haven't been here, but you've longed for a destination near or far, where time spent with loved ones and friends will go into the night and last in memories for a lifetime. You haven't been here, but you're on your way to a place not far. ExploreTheDalles.com.
New days, new beginnings, new friends, new loves, new dreams, new goals, new scenery, new job. No matter what the next chapter holds, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate will be there to help you find the new that's right for your lifestyle at any stage of your life. Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. Expect better.
All right, welcome back here to the show. Dwayne England with Marlon Lefevre and Jordan Koenigi of Addicted Fishing. And let's talk about the growth of the brand. I mean, you kind of talked a little bit about the humble beginning and just kind of what you started. But, I mean, did you think it would get here? I mean, we're talking merchandise, right? You start blowing up the merchandise thing. And you guys started branding, like, fishing gear.
Yeah.
And, like, all facets of fishing gear. And you know, the dry packs and the backpacks and the dry bags, and just talk about the merchandise, the gear branding, all this stuff that you've built.
Yeah, we never really planned for any of that. You know, that's kind of why it happened late. And that's also, I think, why you've seen us go with a lot of our partners to make products, because
makes sense.
We never really thought, you know, oh, we're going to be a fishing product manufacturer.
Right. Yeah.
But what happened is you get Jordan coming to you like, I hate this spinner. Like, I really wish it was just like this. Or we could change it like this. And we get all these products where we want to make our own.
Yeah.
You know, we have such a collaboration of brains, too. It almost would be a sin not to do it. When you got guys like Dave and Nick and Cameron and Marlon and I, and that, where we can sit in a room and argue until a decision is made on the shape of a flasher or where it should be connected.
How a float should be designed.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable.
The float was like a year long.
It took forever.
And then all of a sudden it's like, no, we got it. Now, you know, weighted float, casting, whatever. And then, and I remember watching a few shows with Marlon, like, okay, guys, I promise this week, but I got to tell you, next week, I promise. Like, next week, I promise. It's going
to
be here.
And
right?
That's one thing we really try to stand by with our products is everything we do or make, we test vigorously to make sure that it's something that we can stand behind and we actually want to finish.
You're talking like a year in the field with all your
guys.
And we're working
on sunglasses, right? We're 2 years right now into sunglasses.
Are you really?
Yeah. I don't even know when we're going to have them.
You put garbage out, you're just going to fill your warehouse with garbage.
Exactly.
Right? So what collaboration with a tackle manufacturer and branding under Addicted are you most proud of? What do you think has been kind of, can I say revolutionary or just a substantial change that if persons are utilizing, they're actually, you know, seeing a difference.
I think one of my favorite and one of the ones I think we get the most respect for is our bead hook collaboration with Mustad. So Cameron, Popoff, and Jordan spent an endless amount of time trying to get the right bead hook. You know, as anyone who's a bead fisherman out there, everyone knows, if you know who Marlin is, you know I hate bead fishing. And the reason is you just lose so many fish on beads, and a lot of it has to do with that hook. Mm-hmm. And so we collabed with Mustad to create a bead hook. We call it the Advantage bead hook. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of time. It utilizes a lot of technology from Mustad that had never been put out. They have this TX coating that's just penetrates the fish's mouth. It has an Alpha Point technology, something, again, new, patented from mm-hmm. Mustad. Mm-hmm. Spent a lot of time on just the angle of the eye. You know, literally, we played with
the shape in general.
30 mm-hmm. different angles, 30 different offsets, just endless amounts of time to get the hook exactly how
yeah.
we wanted it.
Yeah.
So,
what you guys recently, I don't know, maybe it's been over a year, moved different location, bigger warehouse, yeah. storefront, right? People can walk in, yep. check it out, see what's going on.
Yeah, it's like it happened so fast. Yeah. Right? It was like at one point we're in a basement of a tattoo shop, like renting a spot, literally renting a spot literally. From my buddy. And it just
were you printing clothing items there too? Were you yeah. were you screen printing your
yeah,
stuff
so
there?
Yeah, so my buddy that owned that tattoo shop, mm-hmm. he had his own little screen printing right, business. Right. So we had it right next door, and it was like
I almost forgot about that.
Yeah, we were just growing and growing and growing. It wow. felt like we were in there for not that long, 6-8 months, and all of a sudden this office space became available in this warehouse, and I was mm-hmm. like, I'm just gonna take the jump
you just
and
gotta
chase
do
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How close are you to growing out of that place now?
Probably should have moved out of it a while ago.
You have a lease agreement.
Yeah, five-year lease agreement, unfortunately.
Yes, you do. I remember when you told me that, you're like, yeah, I got 5 years. Yeah, we're
But to wrap it all forward, I mean, I feel extremely grateful and thankful, Dwayne. It's you know, like I said, this community and these people that watch us, like, Addicted wouldn't be anything without those people, you know. And you talk about the bash in Portland, mm-hmm. you know. For me, what really, like, the proudest moment of my life is when I stood up on that stage and I said, okay, I want everyone who's under 18 to come up to right now and yeah. I'm gonna give everyone a gift.
Yeah.
And 300 kids.
It was crazy.
Stood up to come up there and I was just blown away. It kind of brought to me like, you know what? I did it. Like yeah. I did what I wanted to mm-hmm. do. Like it's working.
You got to reach those next generations, yeah. right? It's got to trickle down from the parents into the children. I mean, we could say kids, but really the children, right? Get them excited, yep. enthusiastic about it. Them seeing this whole thing and watching the excitement on the big screen of you guys catching fish and just setting their sights and their passion to go, that's going to be me one day. Yeah. Maybe not, you know, in a film environment, but just the enjoyment of fishing, yep. right? And
to show an appreciation.
And I told you, and it really struck a chord with me, is like I'm sitting back there, you know, sipping a beverage, hanging out with my buddy Scott, and we're just watching as you guys are calling raffle tags or, you know, raffle tickets. Yeah. And one kid after another is marching up there, screaming and yelling, coming to get their prizes. Yeah. I'm like, I get it. They're here with the folks and the folks are saying, go get that prize. It doesn't matter. It's the kids are walking up and getting handed something for free that they get to take home and probably stare at and sleep with for the next, you know, couple months because yeah. they're so excited.
Yeah. It's really special.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah. That's where you really know you're hitting a home
My
run.
My favorite part of it too is when we at these shows and at these events, you see we get the experience of having a 3-year-old little girl come running up, jumps into your arms, hugging you,
yeah.
telling you how much she yeah. loves what you do. And then an 85-year-old man comes up and has the same reaction.
Yeah, for
that
sure.
That community, that safety of that
yep.
Experience.
You guys are that bridge, man.
Yeah.
Pulling generations
it's
together,
so
right?
special, yeah, and that's what fishing is.
It's
Everybody
important.
Who meets on a fishing yep. bank should be friends. You
for
know?
Sure. All right. As would be per usual, we are going to jump out for a quick break, but don't go anywhere. Come back. We're going to really start drilling down on this this chili. Chinook fishing. You got me excited about this stuff. This is crazy. Wait till you guys see some of this. Don't go anywhere. Stick around. More with these two after the break right here at Fish on Northwest.
Hey guys, I'm Big Mike. Come on down to the Edge Pro Shop and see me. We've got all the best brands under one roof. We've got Hawken, Pro-Cure, Short Bus, Pro-Troll, Yakima Bait, Get 'em Dry Jigs, Northwest Bait Scent, Daiwa Reels, North Fork Lures, North Wild, Brad's, Superfly, Rocky Mountain Tackle, and of course, the greatest rods ever built, Edge Rods.
All right, welcome back here in studio. More discussions with Marlin Lefevre, founder and creator of Addicted, and of course, Jordan Kenigi, one of his number one performers out there on the waterways, just getting it done constantly and making people smile. So Jordan, I want to kind of focus a little bit of this on you now. Kind of remind folks where you grew up.
He says Chile and he'd say
Chile. Chile. Remind folks where you grew up, kind of when you got your start in fishing, and you know, Marlon let us know that he didn't really have anybody. Who did you have somebody kind of inspiring you?
Yeah, you know, I did. I had a quite the opposite of Marlon in a way. You know, I had my dad growing up was a very avid fisherman, and one of my earliest memories is him hooking his line to my belt loop as a little like 2-year-old and like fighting me in through the kitchen. You know what I mean? So fishing was in my life from the beginning, you know, and my dad loved fishing and was an avid walleye fisherman. So I didn't really get my step into salmon and steelhead until I was like high school age.
Yeah.
Started having friends that went and did it, and the same kind of thing. Like, you know, I was out doing it myself, figuring it out on my own, and just going through that learning curve as a young guy does with salmon and steelhead. I think that's the most exciting part of it.
Sure.
When you go through that stage. And I grew up around Mount Hood in Oregon, in the Mount Hood area. And started in the whitewater industry and started running rivers, going to fish that people were scared of going down in rafts. And you know, you were in swift water rescue and stuff, so you've seen the atmosphere that it
sure,
is, and how exciting and powerful it is. And that's kind of where I, you know, how I met Marlon. I offered to take him to a place that normal people wouldn't go,
right.
You know, and it inspired both of us. And he had this idea with YouTube and everything else, and no one really did make the videos or that, you know, had the same vision. You know, had a lot of backing through the amazing community and friends that he has, but he's like, want to do this? And I said, hell yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
You know?
So when you came to Marlon at the Sportsman Show, you were guiding. Where were you guiding? Like mostly Oregon?
I was guiding in Alaska and in Oregon.
Okay, yeah, Alaska
guiding,
and Oregon.
I was guiding whitewater in the summer. I was guiding hunting in the winter and fall. And then I was guiding, you know, salmon and steelhead in the winter and spring, basically. And on the particular river that I grew up on.
Yeah.
And it fell into place with that addicted Alaska one. It was kind of harmonious in a way.
It's kind of crazy not knowing that until this evening, that's kind of how it all came together.
Yeah.
I mean,
showed up on a record run for Alaska,
oh, yeah,
too.
Yeah.
It was like, it was something out of a book, almost.
I had fished the Sea Tug years ago for steelhead.
Yeah.
When you guys went up there for Coho, I was just like, wow, this is, that's just crazy.
Right, and we know how small of a town this is. A lot of the people in the Northwest that have been up there, especially from this area, a lot of people have gone up there over the years to just say, you're going to the U.S.? Oh, where? Mm-hmm. Olympia.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's where I'm going
to
be.
Exactly. You know, I referred to you as a salmon nomad because I honestly think you would literally sleep on dirt for a night to catch a world record, you know, Chinook. Yep. I mean, you would you'd go that far. But what really is your favorite fish to target?
You know, I always say my favorite fish to catch in the world is Chinook salmon. They're my least favorite to fish for. It can be so finicky.
Oh, yeah.
They can be frustrating. Yep. But that's what makes them so inspiring, you know what I mean? And the life cycle of a Chinook salmon and their how they can endure, it's a lot like, that's a toss-up for me between salmon and steelhead, but the size and that strength and that life cycle, and they're the king.
They are the king.
That's why they're called the king, you know?
When I bumped into you when we were setting up for the Washington Sportsman Show, you had literally just gotten back from Chile.
The day before,
yeah. And so remind me again, how many days you were down there this time and also last year when you
long.
Went down?
Yeah.
Too long? Marlon's like, get home.
You got work to do.
Six weeks.
And this was my longest trip. And the base of this trip, the main goal was to get set up, get a lodge set up, and get a guide outfit secured, get a brand new boat built and made, have lodging paid for, chef paid for, employees in place, and be ready for this upcoming season, which is December and January, which is their spring, which is their May and June down there.
How crazy is that? We're going to get into a lot of talk in that regard because, I mean, this whole thing, like I said, is pretty intriguing. And I'm curious how many of these guys you're going to be able to drag down there and, you know, come partake.
We're going soon.
Oh, I can believe it. So for good reason. Don't go anywhere. Jump out for a quick break. When we come back, more with Marlon and more so with Jordan Koenigi on this Chile Chinook salmon fishing. You'll definitely want to stick around and hear about this after the break right here at Fish on Northwest.
I make my living catching fish, not only as a tournament angler, but as a guide as well. Catching fish is important, and Gamagatsu hooks for me, you know, they kind of help take the luck out of fishing a little bit just because they're a high quality hook. Obviously have a really good reputation for being very strong and very sharp. Gamagatsu, I use their products every day in the boat and, you know, big part of my success.
All right, welcome back here in studio, Dwayne England with guests Marlon Lefevre and Jordan Koenigi, Addicted Fishing. Before the break, guys, we were talking about Jordan's
just craziness going down the Chile and in the pursuit of these Chinook. Now, I did a little research looking back, and I had also picked up on an article our buddy Lucas had written after and posting as part of the release of the film last year, from Chile. And it seems like the farming, the salmon farming and cultivation and the marketing of that's been going on since like 1924.
Right.
And you and I had a great conversation down at Portland Sportsman Show about just, you know, the tenacity of Mother Nature and how these Chinook are just finding their way into all these rivers and streams and just throughout that entire landscape and region down there. It's pretty impressive. Now, your actual first trip down there was 2018.
Yep, 2018. I went with a backpack and rods and a buddy of mine, a fish bum buddy of mine who said yes to going.
Right.
It all was very serendipitous how it all fell together. I had this idea. Good friend of mine told me about this place, and he was one of the first guys. He was actually was a big name guide around here for a long time in the Southwest Washington area, fly fishing guide. He'd gone down there with some of the initial, we'll call them gringo lodges, that had gone down there, guys that were moving from Alaska down to Patagonia during certain times of year to take their trout fishing clients. And he got up on the nose of the boat, and this is all in that movie, the Tai'i movie, and got up on the nose of the raft one day and saw a fish roll and said, "That's a salmon."
Yeah.
And he went back to the lodge owner didn't believe him.
Yeah, nobody believed him.
And he brought a 30-pounder back to the lodge the next night, and they had salmon dinner, and then...
So there's salmon here.
Yeah, he said, "They're here," you know, and he told me about it 15 years ago when I met him in a little two-bedroom house in Central Oregon that I'd moved into, and he had randomly moved into the same house, and he told me these tales, and I just had to see it. You know, 2018 was the first year that I'd gone.
So you went back. You went back last year. You took Columbia River, what you know, comfortable with. I mean, rods, reels,
yep.
You know, flashers, Brad's cut plugs, leads, sliders.
Not knowing what to expect.
Yeah, you took all kinds of spinners and stuff for river fishing. If you watch the movie Tai'i, you walk us through that process. You're mounting rod holder. Actually, I'll back up. Day one, you guys are literally holding the rods.
Hold them between the legs.
No electronics.
Yeah.
And you hook those first fish. When you land that first fish, what was your state of emotion? What was your sense of feeling?
Relief, considering the amount of effort, you know, putting into something like that, and the amount of thought you put into a fishing trip, you know, and especially if you're trying to pioneer something.
Yeah.
When you have zero information, nobody has anything to share with you. No, people don't even speak the same language.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's that barrier,
and
for sure.
So you get down there, and
there's no gear. There's nothing.
No,
there's
everything we lose, we're one less of what we have, you know? And
it's not like you just go buy another one, right?
Yeah, we're talking undammed natural rivers that have, you know, logs 35 feet down in the bottom of the river that, you know. Anyways, but the relief and just the excitement of like, okay, this works everywhere.
Yeah, but you literally just went down there and caught a Chinook in a part of the region that you know is approached by few with techniques that we are accustomed to here at home. Mm-hmm. First guy to literally do that. Where does that success and that fish, the one that you then filleted out and ate, mm-hmm. and were blown away by the flavor of that thing, where does that fish rank in some of your memories as far as some of your accomplishments in all the fishing you're doing?
You know, right up there with the biggest steelhead I ever caught.
I mean, it's got to be pretty important.
I mean, yeah, it's just like, you walk away from a day like that and just on cloud, like you would it'd do any good day of fishing,
sure.
But just the amount of scope to the future and the amount of excitement of like what we can do now, where we can go from here. You
right.
know, we did it on this river, even though it's the first fish, you know, once we capitalize and we can and really make something of our efforts here, what's over that next hill and then what's over the, I mean, more rivers and more land than you could ever explore in a lifetime.
Well, and you did, you know, that over that next hill and walking into the canyons and getting down to the pools, and they're like, this pool is okay, but the better pool is down here. And then mm-hmm. you go and you go to that pool, and you love fishing spinners. If anybody follows him, Marlon, we know he loves fishing spinners.
Yeah.
You hooked that monster Chinook in that pool, and I'm here to tell you, just watching the video, you know this is a big fish. You were so sketched out.
Mm-hmm.
You literally, I think you yell, "I'm scared, guys."
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, what do you do?
It's so big, and then it gets hung up in the rocks, and so you decide you're going after this fish. This is where a man really has to step up and decide, how important is this fish, right, Marlon? You know where I'm going with this.
This story's hilarious.
Did you, Marlon, if that's you in that environment, and Sean's there, and it's a fish, right? It's a fish.
Yeah.
His mind, this could be a world record. This could be my
my PR. This is, I'm going for it. Sean, give me your underwear. Yeah.
Sean, give me your underwear.
Right? It's like.
We won't go into the fact that Jordan wasn't wearing underwear. No. He had to borrow Sean's underwear.
Yeah.
That's the conversation. I really am upset we missed on the chesty of the GoPros and stuff. Because you should have just seen his face and his tone when I asked him.
I can only imagine. That's a true friend.
He's like, what? No, he said no many times. I scolded him.
It took a while.
I literally yelled and said, give me your underwear.
How long did you hold tension on that, thinking that fish was still hooked behind that rock?
I mean, the whole time.
Yeah.
And then, I thought it was confused. I thought the fish just kind of got turned upside down. We've seen it happen.
Oh, yeah. And then it's on the other side of that rock, or that little cliff.
Yeah, you're relaxed. Yeah. Until you go touch him with the net, and then you take off, you know.
Well, you went into the water, went across, went down, moved it around, figured that fish would be in there, and ultimately it comes off, and you're left with your spinner and Sean's underwear. And it's a great story.
And you can see it on Addicted Fishing.
And you can watch Addicted Fishing. You can watch the movie Tyee, and it's all there, right? And it's a great turn of events. It just shows your dedication and fortitude to get in there and go after a fish. I'm with Marlon. I'm not wearing another man's shorts to go catch a fish. Of course, I'm an old man, and I just am like, yeah, it's just a fish, right? Yeah. But I get it. You are inspiring people with your enthusiasm. So, great story. I had to bring that up because it's really kind of a very interesting part of that movie. So, good stuff. We got more to talk about. You got future plans and where this is going down there in Chile and the size of these fish. I think it will truly blow people's minds. When it blows through Franco's homemade net, you're like, this is unbelievable, right? these should have grown steroids.
You get a really good look there, the sheer strength of fish that are that big, wild fish that are feeding uninhibited in an ocean with more feed than they ever would need.
Sure, yeah.
It's impressive.
Yeah, and there's probably so much food out in that portion of the ocean. Those fish are staying out there 6, 7, 8 years.
Has the largest.
For sure.
Exactly. The Patagonia has the largest, specifically anchovy spawn in the world.
Right,
It's over like 1,500 miles
it's
long.
It's unbelievable.
You can see it from satellites.
We're going to jump out for a quick break. We come back. Jordan's going to roll the quick little teaser. And I believe Sean sent us content that you self-shot this year, on the most recent trip. You're going to want to stick around.
This is never before seen footage.
This is first time here, a little teaser of the movie to come out of Jordan's second trip, successful trip down there in Chile. So jump out for a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Stick around for this little teaser right after the break, right here at Fish on Northwest.
Support from Northwest Sportsmen make Federal Ammunition the world's leading ammunition manufacturer. Federal uses the industry's finest materials, giving you reliable ammunition that delivers superb accuracy and optimum performance. Northwest hunters rely on Sportco to provide the best selection and prices in the Northwest since 1985. Sportco and Outdoor Emporium in Fife and Seattle. Your journey begins here.
Well, there you go. There's a little taste. That should get a few folks excited.
Yeah, even on the screen from here, we were all like, whoa, that was the
large fish. That was a large fish. A couple of questions come to mind when I watch that. How much lead are you using? And typically, in some of that, that's all tidal influence where you're fishing there. And you said big tide swings at times, and you're battling the wind. But how much lead are you using? How deep of water typically are you fishing?
I'm fishing exactly like we do in the Columbia. Yeah. You know, anywhere from 9 feet to 40 feet deep, depending on where you're at. And it's, you know, a lot of this, I'm gonna give a lot of credit to my knowledge of doing this is from this guy right here and Cameron and the guys that I've trolled with, because this was not, I didn't grow up fishing like this. This is, you know, none of us really did. I mean, heck, this is something that Marlon started doing 12, 15 years ago and then really perfected. And I've seen all these, and he shared secrets with me that Cameron told him.
Of us fishing the Columbia River, and I don't care what part of the Columbia, lower, mid, upper, the lead fisheries and the evolution of the 360 flashers, and then partners and good friends in industry like Scott Call with Brad's and utilizing those Brad's flashers at times. And just
the super baits.
And the super baits.
This whole video, both
your
videos
first
are all,
fish.
All super baits. Yeah.
Your first fish, I was like, that's a sardine super bait, right? I'm going, oh my God. How, and to take that technology down there and find that success, did you stuff anything in it? Did you send it? Did you do anything?
Bait. Yeah, you can't use
no bait
unless you're in the salt water in these areas. areas. But you are allowed to use scent, so I was doing a lot of scent with the scent pads and everything. But
okay,
you know, I honestly, none of these trips could have really happened without Short Bus Flashers. Huge thanks to JT.
Yeah,
he's been a huge sponsor, and he's actually one of the first clients this year coming down.
Oh, he is.
Yep, he's coming down, so he's gonna get firsthand to get to see. Nice. He said he wants his obituary fish. That's what we're gonna get him. But huge thanks to those two of our amazing sponsors, especially and Fish Baron Office has helped a lot. But you know, they've been supportive since the beginning, and that means a lot to an operation like this.
Your trip last year, you took a lot of gear and stuff, and I think you had told me you just left everything down there. Mm-hmm. So your buddy Franco and his buddies and stuff, do they continue to utilize that stuff while you're gone, or they wait for Coach to come back?
They're sending him pictures.
Right? Yep. They wait for Coach to come back to say, hey, need to help us out a little bit. Did you leave them pretty dialed? I mean,
And this is something that Franco and I met on the side of the road. And sorry, we don't have time for today, but very, very weird turn of events. Like, one of his mentors was somebody my mentor in fishing taught while he was down there fishing. And then we find each other on the side of the road 15 years later, not even knowing each other. And he'd actually, like, the week before I had came there, his good friend had shown him an Addicted video. So Franco in Chile had seen a video of us, and I found him on the internet and messaged him. And I was like, hey, man, and there was no cell phone service down there back then, in 2018.
Sure.
And so I was hitchhiking through this little town that he lived in, and we ran into each other on the side of the street and fished together. That's how I ended up getting my first fish down there with him. So it's been a big learning curve for him and I. Again, I'm learning things every day, every time I fish with my friends in the Columbia. And but we're running the exact same setups, 16 to 20 ounce leads, 24 to 18 inch bumpers. And it's all dependent on tide. We got a lot of current sometimes it's slack tide, sometimes the fish is suspended. It's a very entertaining Chinook fishery in that regards, because you got to be on it. It's not easy. They're springers, like where I'm fishing. What we're doing here, these are spring Chinook salmon, so none of us are that, we're all good at catching spring Chinook, but they're very hard to catch.
We're better at catching spring Chinook when we can use bait.
Exactly.
If we had a bait restriction here for spring Chinook, we'd never catch them hardly.
It's technical. Right? Oh, I bet if he could 360 with anchovies it'd be
game on.
Dude.
Yeah. All right.
Dirty.
We are jumping out for the last break, and we're going to come back and close out the show. We got a few things I still got to get to with you. Mm-hmm. What's going on this year, future, boat, and if there's room for folks. So don't go anywhere. Back after this break right here, Fish on Northwest.
For more than 90 years, you've entrusted one brand to guide you towards living the lifestyle you've always dreamed of. Now you can entrust Affiliated Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Professional to interpret your needs and help you find the home in which to live your dreams through every stage of your home buying or selling process. And through every stage of your life, there's Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. Expect better.
All right, welcome back here to the show as we close it out with Marlon and Jordan. First of all, guys, thanks for making the trek and joining me tonight.
Thanks for having us.
We'll see outside the studio here when we're done how much snow's on the ground.
But, yeah.
Jordan, moving forward through the end of this year and taking on your first season of outfitting, guiding, and providing down there, you're having a boat built.
Yep, boat will be done this week. Got a brand new lodge all paid for, a private chef paid for, employees set up. Everything's ready to go. So I'll be running trips from December 1st to January 20th and be back in time for the Sportsman Show. All that information is on addictedoutfitters.com. That's my website for that. And you can see some of the lodging, see some photos, see pricing, and inquire about the trip. And I can answer any questions you guys have.
You got different sized packages. People want to come down and fish for 2 days, 3 days, 5 days.
So it's a 7-day, 6-night trip.
7 days, 6 nights,
Yep, so you're down there, you fish the day you get there. Again, it's all inclusive. You just show up. You get yourself down there. Everything's covered except for airfare. And you get yourself down there and get the trip of a lifetime. It's really a very unique situation.
And maybe catch the world record Chinook.
Yeah. Well, and I was just going to say, Marlon, thanks for that, because you're going to be joyful or sad with tears in your eyes when your client,
catches the world record. Well,
it's your success, but it's
exactly.
We're
not going to kill it. So.
Oh, whoops. Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
Darn it. Yeah. It's truly your success, but your client's name goes on the plaque.
Exactly. That's how this
works. Or they could say, assisted by George Kanigi. Yeah, right. So, pretty exciting stuff. Marlon, tons of stuff going on with Addicted. You guys continue to grow and are just
killing it everywhere you are. I mean, the size of the following is just immense. And hopefully for you guys who were not familiar with what's going on with the brand Addicted and everywhere they're going, what they got going on, this hopefully shed a little insight to what it is you've built. So
yeah, I appreciate you having us on. And like I said, you can find more addicted.fishing or just go to YouTube and search Addicted Fishing. We got an endless amount of content on there.
You got a few videos.
Over 1,000.
Over 1,000. They can find you on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. Everything.
Just type in Addicted Fishing, you'll find us.
It's going to pop up everywhere.
Platform.
Yep. It's pretty much out there everywhere. So thanks again, guys. Really had a great time tonight. So glad you came in. Lots of people enjoying the show. So that is fantastic. Going to do it for us this week here from the studio. Be careful. Looks like snow's on the way. So get out. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. We'll see you here next week right here, Fish on Northwest. Hey, thanks for joining us here on the Fish Hunt Northwest weekly podcast. I want to remind everyone that you can catch our weekly live stream show on our Facebook page and, of course, our YouTube channel every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. West Coast time. You'll get our insightful in-studio interviews, our extremely detailed how-to segments in the bait lab, the infield segments we bring to you when we're on the water or in the woods, and, of course, our amazing cooking recipes in the kitchen with co-host Sherry England and chef Jeff Maxfield. Give us a follow on our Facebook page at Fish Hunt Northwest. Also subscribe to our YouTube channel at Fish Hunt NW. Find us on Twitter and Instagram. And finally, go to our webpage at www.fishhuntnw.com for all the latest and greatest info. Join us each week here on our podcast. Join us each week at our live production. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you soon.
At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.